Yeah, thank you for asking this question. I mean, it's from different perspective, it's much more personal. So I'll answer it in a much more personal way. First of all, the World Youth Day in Krakow. I mean, I was participating in the World Youth Day in Częstochowa in 1991. So 25 years ago, it was the same wonderful festival of youth in Poland, which newly regained its independence, its freedom. If you ask me why it's so important to go for that kind of event, I can answer you in a very simple way: to find your second half, because I mean it's really very important, but it serves. I mean, during the World Youth Day in Częstochowa, we decided to marry with my wife, and it was really wonderful atmosphere. We were working with the young people from all over the world who came there to worship not only for the Catholic faith, but to worship and to enjoy the youth, to enjoy the fact that they are young, and they can communicate each other, and they can build up something which is very human. So I'm really encouraging you to go to Poland and to go to participate in World Youth Day, to meet Pope Francis, but also to meet people from different countries, from different cultures, from different sensibilities, who are sharing the same vision of the world and the same vision of love. That's very important, and misericordia. It's also very important in our life, not only being young person, but also in every part of our age. But coming back to this of the heritage, we should really understand the fact that behind us we are having the heritage of big civilizations. The Polish civilization was one of it. As a Mediterranean one, as a British one, Polish civilization of the Central Europe created, in fact, the certain way of thinking, the certain way of the vision of the world, not only of us, Polish, but also of our Ukrainian friends, also of our Belarusian friends, and in different way, but very similar, also of our Russian friends. So this great heritage that you young Polish Canadians are bringing to Canada shouldn't be underestimated. And together with the heritage of the British civilization is creating the beauty and importance of this wonderful country as Canada is. Coming back to the advice to young people about diplomacy and how to become a diplomat. You know, diplomacy you can see from two points of view. One point of view, you are the functionary, you are a clerk at the office. You are doing your job as a function of state. That's the one function of the diplomacy office, as any others. Still more and more of a view in this sense in the modern world. So having new means of communications, that's very easy to come to your office, sit down at your desk and just to do your job as a diplomat in the ministry or in the mission, the consulate or embassy. But in fact, that's the diplomacy, bureaucratic diplomacy. But in fact, in your life, even if you've chosen a career to be a diplomat, to be part of the administration as a diplomat. Diplomacy is not a job, it's a kind of art, because we are not diplomat all over the day, all over your life. You are diplomat only from time to time, when you are having opportunity to work with people to find a common understanding, certain elements of life, certain elements of politics, certain elements of our common interest. So it's a very, very delicate role that you are playing in your life. Myself, I never thought in my life that I will become a diplomat. I was studying to be a historian. I thought that I will be developing my career as a scholar in academia. But in a certain moment, because of different developments, I was asked to join a foreign service in Poland. When I'm asking myself why I'm a diplomat, I'm answering to myself and to others because I'm interested in certain parts of the world development. I'm interested in communication. I'm interested in soft security. I'm interested in talking to people about the common values. I'm interested in communicating to other people about my country, my fellow connationals. I'm interested to communicate about and to explain why Poland is doing that, this or that, why we are so patriotic, and why we really don't want to change our way of living, our way of thinking about the world. I'm interested in communicating about the fact that we are very cooperative and we would like to, and we are open to do business with everyone. I am interested in communicating to the people that even if from time to time we are saying sentences which are not too politically corrected, but when it comes to the serious actions, we are the first to sacrifice our lives to save lives of others. And I think that that's important. That's why we're together with Canadians in Afghanistan. That's why we're fighting during the Second World War. That's why our families were saving, hiding families of our neighbors, Poles of Jewish origins. That's the Polish civilization. That's the way in which we Poles, we are seeing the world, and we are very authentic in this.
Oftentimes, I advise today's youth to become educated, not only about their heritage, but in order to become well-rounded, and I think in order to consider a career in diplomacy, it's not only crucial to obtain an education, but it's crucial and essential to have a strong ability to serve the members of your community. And so for those who oftentimes ask me about the significance of obtaining an education, I oftentimes advise youth to understand where you come from and then to understand where it is you want to be. And in order to understand where you come from, you oftentimes need to have a strong understanding of history. And that oftentimes starts with learning about stories and examining the history through texts and through family and through those who are educated, professors and scholars such as yourself. But at the same time, I strongly feel that being a diplomat requires an immense amount of engagement and ambition to want to make a difference.
Absolutely. Without commitment, without work, without passion, without studying, you won't be good, you won't be exercising any type of profession. And the first of all, the profession of the diplomat. When diplomats, we are polyvalent, so we should have a knowledge about the economy. We should have a knowledge about the history. We should have a knowledge about the international relations. We should have knowledge of, and the linguistic skills. We should have the knowledge about the art and culture. So it's really very demanding. It's really very demanding from to be a diplomat. So I mean, you should not only study, but you should have your eyes and ears open. What is your goal? And you should understand what's the interest of your community. You should understand what's the interest of your country. Independently, if you are working as a diplomat in the service of Poland or Canada or Canada, but also as a Polish or Canadian or American diplomat in the service of UN or in the service of the European Union. But from the other side, you should be really very humble, because normally when you are a diplomat in a host country, you must understand the fact that you are here only a guest, and you should act in a very humble way, paying a maximum of respect of the country when you are serving in. You must respect those people. You must respect also the fact that they do not understand fully your background, your culture, your sensitivity. It's up to you to make them understand this. So in our days, the diplomacy, we can find a lot of arrogance. I mean, there are not only the diplomats from the big superpowers who are arrogant. But there are people also from different small countries that they think that they have their culture of the, or the fact that they are from this or that political current, I mean, permits them to pronounce themselves in a certain sense of the superiority. That's rubbish. That's offensive.
I strongly agree with you. In terms of my background, I did complete an honors bachelor's in legal studies and a master's in government and public service at the University of Waterloo. And I'm currently completing my law degree through the University of London's international program. And I decided to pursue the area of law after attending Harvard Law School's executive education program, where I completed studies in leadership and negotiation. And I have to say that as a result of doing work with the NATO Association of Canada, and as a result of being a program editor, I have had the opportunity to interview successful and influential members of the community who've made an impact and a significant influence internationally. And as a result of interviewing, engaging, and having the chance to engage and discuss various regions with diplomats and government officials and scholars, I did decide that I am interested in pursuing the potential of becoming a diplomat. And I strongly feel that diplomacy is an art. What you said is very true. Oftentimes, diplomacy, from my understanding, can be a very challenging, but at the same time, very rewarding career. And in terms of diplomacy, I don't think that there's any other profession out there that can provide you with such an opportunity to be as influential internationally and to be as engaging with the members of your community as being a diplomat. So I do have to say that as a young Polish Canadian, I'm very thankful to have had an opportunity to study the law, to study government, to be engaged in various associations and organizations. And as a member of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce here in Toronto, I've had many opportunities to talk with diplomats and to talk with influential members such as yourself. Your Excellency, Mr. Olenski, I would like to sincerely thank you for your time today. It's been an honor speaking with you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure, all pleasure to me. And I'm really very happy that I had this opportunity to chat with you this morning. Thank you very much for this conversation. It was really nice chatting with you.
Thank you.